In El Salvador, we went to a steakhouse. Sorry, no, I'm just rambling on.
Go ahead. Are we recording?
As far as I know, we are.
I ordered a drink, and it was like, yeah, non-alcoholic. But they brought, instead of dumping the shaker out, they brought you a cup with like a goblet with ice in it, and then just like brought the shaker to your table and set it on your table with ice.
Wow.
So then you could just pour it over the ice as you wanted, which was kind of fun because I like doing
Doesn't it get watery inside the shaker?
Maybe if you drink it slow, but it was really good, and I did not drink it slow.
Cool.
Fascinating. Hmm.
So we're drinking non-alcoholic eggnog, in case people didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
That's what sparked this discussion. The people who are listening in, we're drinking several different flavors. What kind of flavors do we have here? We have a Southern Comfort brand eggnog.
Original.
Kind of traditional, and then there's a...
But it's ultra pasteurized.
What do you have over there, Brad?
Private Selection old-fashioned eggnog.
Okay, and what else?
There's an original... rich and creamy eggnog and a cinnamon.
Those are like the Kroger brand.
I have kind of a mixture of both of those Kroger ones, and it's pretty good with a little bit of milk.
Like that. I should try this.
The cinnamon adds definitely. Mm-hmm.
You guys
and
know,
I'm looking forward to trying this private selection because it sounds like it's good.
You guys know how they say like camel milk is like you could technically just survive on that, like it has all the essential.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
You need this kind of feels like that. Like it's thick enough and it has enough weird complex flavor profiles. It's like I could probably like drink this as a meal. It's kind of like a protein shake or something.
Like they probably
mouth.
Have like the. Like the military choppers.
Am I right? Oh, Lana gives me a thumbs up on the protein shake.
The military choppers that go down in the desert, they probably just have like a keg of eggnog in the back of each helicopter in case they have to survive for
and they lug that around
month.
The desert.
Okay, yeah. Lana, can I ask you a question? What was your review on the private selection? Because you didn't really like the other stuff, and I didn't either, but I like the private selection better. On a scale of 1 to 10, where are we at?
For eggnog?
Give the man a mic here.
Okay, for eggnog is what he said so far.
Okay, for eggnog, we're gonna put it at a 4.8.
For like a drink.
So not even just like
for a drink. Oh, like low twos.
Okay, so it's not even like you've tasted other better eggnog here even. Because I would say it's some of the better.
Well, you were the one that was professing homemade eggnog to be the best.
Homemade eggnog is
okay.
Homemade eggnog I had, I like. Enjoyed as a beverage. I wouldn't drink this unless I was being polite.
Whoa!
Takes a polite sip.
So even the private selection.
Where would you put the homemade eggnog on a scale of 1 to 10?
For a drink or eggnog? Like,
eggnog.
This is off the rails already.
All right, eggnog.
We're just eating and drinking on the mics.
Well, I thought I was done. I'm going to have to go with a solid... 10 out of 10 because it was the best eggnog I've had.
Oh.
So on the eggnog scale.
But for a drink, so let's go back to the drink scale. Like on a scale of 1 to 10 in
for
the drink
a hot, for a cold drink.
Don't tell me you had it hot. No, okay, good.
7.2.
Oh, okay. That's a little higher than I thought. That's a little high for any eggnog to be ranked, in my opinion, but okay.
Wow.
So, Brad, was there a particular thing that inspired the eggnog tonight?
Last year's Christmas party/episode.
Oh, we have traditions now.
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
You brought it last year, I think.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I did do that. What? Have we only been together for one other Christmas on the podcast?
Yep.
Okay.
This is our second or third,
but cool. Well,
did you know that if you rearrange letters in eggnog, it spells gone with 3 G's?
Gone.
It's gone.
This
is weird.
What the private selection eggnog will be soon.
Yeah. Do I still have to say welcome to Answers May Vary podcast?
Yeah.
I guess it will. Okay.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Answers May Vary podcast, the Christmas tradition. I feel like I should have some bells to shake or something at this point.
There's someone on Landon's hat.
There's someone on Landon's hat. Can you shake your head?
Oh, this is... Oh, this
everybody
is
quiet.
There we go.
Oh, yes. There it is. And so here in the studio tonight, we have Brandon Miller.
Howdy.
Brad Nisley.
Hey, everybody.
Derek Schmucker.
Hello.
And Landon Miller, of course.
Hello.
With the Santa hat with little bells on it.
And he's wearing Christmas lights.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
We have Christmas lights on the table.
The thing is when Landon goes out walking and he walks past a group of girls, he has all the bells and whistles. Sorry.
What? What?
Oh, never mind. All right.
Okay.
That's pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
That's not too bad. It's not too bad.
Cringy, embarrassing joke. Keep going.
Wow. I don't even know how to recover from that. So, are we ready for other things like debating or just talking about our discussion question? Or are we still wanting to shoot the breeze about eggnog and Landon's?
Well, considering it's gone for gone on life, over,
considering this podcast is basically started by freeform discussion, I don't think there's much of a shift there, but we may as well get started.
Yeah, considering we've been going for three and a
basically,
three quarter minutes.
I need a cue. I'm supposed to host this, and you're not giving me a cue, so I'd have to know when to pitch it over to Brandon.
So sorry.
You're bringing the question, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
He looks terrified.
That was about similar to last night when someone asked me, like, so am I allowed to know what you're discussing on your next podcast? And I was like, if you tell me, then yes, you're allowed to know.
Then you will know.
Exactly, because I didn't know.
So what are we talking about?
Okay, so... You know what? I don't need my notes. We're just going to wing it and see what happens here. We are talking about holidays, and I kind of wanted to have something Christmassy themed, but I knew that this would come out a little bit later in the month, and I wasn't sure if it was a good idea because then people would be listening to it after Christmas. So we're going to keep this general, just kind of holidays in general. And this is actually something I thought about to a decent degree and wanted to hear you guys' takes on. So the general question is, should Christians or why should Christians... And how should Christians celebrate holidays? And that's a lot of questions going into one. And so it's going to be a little tricky to keep things somewhat concise, but we also kind of want to be able to, I kind of wanted to have the freedom to let the discussion go where it wants to a certain degree. So I guess we'll kind of start with like, why? Like, should Brad turn his phone on airplane mode?
Definitely
yes.
did.
Yes, okay, he good. Should. Like, it wasn't Brad's phone. It was just Santa Claus.
Like, is it
by.
Like, should Christians like either like let's just talk about holidays. Like, is it good, bad, or neutral for Christians to celebrate holidays? In your opinion,
good,
good,
good.
Okay, then we're all in agreement there. I would say I think there's a lot of biblical precedent for like having celebrations and celebrating holidays. So yeah, I would agree. So the next question is how. Or, like, in what capacity? Like, what are some of the good ways to do it? And maybe by extension, what are some of the bad ways to do it? Like, what do you guys think about Christians and holidays? And maybe we can start with the debate of certain holidays, because not all holidays are created equal. There's a difference between the way I, quote unquote, celebrate Halloween versus 4th of July versus Christmas. Like, they're all different. So I guess like, yeah, you guys, the discussion's kind of yours from here. Hmm. What do you guys think about how we celebrate?
Wow.
Anyone want to go first? Okay,
no. How to start? Still processing that. But yeah, and I know what you mean about having different holidays. Like, cause like, quite frankly, I don't celebrate Halloween because I'm a Christian and that's partly how I was brought up, but also like I don't believe in some of the premises behind it and how it was started and all that. And so that's a holiday I basically just skip over.
So that would imply that depending on the holiday does affect how you believe it should be celebrated.
Yeah, and then there's some Christians who and I struggle with this one a little bit, is celebrating 4th of July, like in Independence Day of America, basically. And like, what am I really celebrating when I celebrate that? Like, or should I go out with my friends and watch the fireworks and eat food and take it easy and all that on the 4th of July? Sorry, I'm giving you...
And why shouldn't you? Like,
well, okay, so...
Or why should you, if you want to answer that instead?
If... I could give an argument for why we shouldn't, but I don't necessarily agree with it. But, well, okay, so you could argue...
Play devil's advocate.
We could argue that because if we're Christians and we've talked about non-resistance, right? And we don't necessarily believe in war and stuff like that and fighting others, which is a very controversial topic. But anyways, if we believe that, is it inconsistent to... go and celebrate 4th of July, Independence Day, because that is celebrating that America declared independence, started a war, and won.
Hmm. So essentially, that makes sense. You would be saying, because we're non-resistant, we shouldn't celebrate a war, essentially. Well, I mean, that's the argument.
That's the argument I'm making. I just like really sent this off the rails, but okay, here you go.
But I actually kind of it because that taps into a holiday's origins, and I think that's a good place to start because I haven't really done studies on this, but I've heard that Christmas is a pagan, like was originally a pagan holiday. My understanding is that sometime during the Roman Empire, like maybe Constantine, maybe a different emperor, I should have read up on this, but I didn't. The idea was there was like pagan holidays and Christian holidays, and they were trying to like kind of unite the kingdom together. So they're like, okay, we're just going to like smash them all together. So then you ended up with some like pagan / Christian holidays being celebrated kind of on the same day. Something I kind of want to bring into this conversation because it's happened kind of recently and was interesting to me is that I have some interesting interactions with people at work that I don't usually have. There is someone that I work semi-closely with who's a Jehovah's Witness. So they don't celebrate holidays. Mm-hmm. Like
at all.
Pretty much not.
Hmm.
Now something
or,
like,
I don't think I knew
or
that.
Birthdays.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Because birthdays, like some of the logic I just found online with some quick searching of like their beliefs was that which might not be very reliable. Like birthdays oftentimes in the Bible once mentioned, like they would say it was associated with more like bad people or bad things. And also just the whole thing of like coming from pagan like rituals and or like from pagan holidays was the idea. So that's a very it's like, for example, I know like situations where like if someone's having a birthday party at school, then like Jehovah's Witness like kids would like have to leave the classroom.
Whoa.
Like so it's not just like
so it's not just that they didn't do it, they were boycotting it.
Like
too.
So the like Jehovah's Witness I work with, he's like on my team and we're having like our team Christmas celebration next week and he won't be there because he doesn't celebrate that. So like to me that feels weird because I'm like, I think of Christmas as like a good holiday. But obviously people
you're saying he would object because of this where it started?
Yes, I think. That's my understanding. Without directly actually having talked with him about it because I haven't really had an opportunity there. Now, the flip side of that is that I got to speak with someone who is like she would call herself a pagan. She's kind of a self-proclaimed witch, which sounds really like dark and creepy. And it probably is to a certain degree, but she doesn't act like a dark and creepy person. Like, don't think witch and like broomstick and everything because that's like a different, it's more all the like.
Have you seen her come to work?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
Drives a car, I'm assuming.
She drives a Volkswagen.
She's your coworker or she's a client?
She's a coworker.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So, and we actually had a really interesting conversation, and it was like, it was really fascinating and kind of mind stretching and like all the things. I mean, obviously, we have pretty different theological views, but it was still like a good conversation to have, kind of debating different aspects of what we believe. But yeah, just like one of the things she said. So I asked her because I knew we were talking about this, and I was like, so, like, what do you do with Christmas? Like, why would you celebrate Christmas? Whatever. And she would say it's kind of the. Like, she's very, her beliefs would be very, like, good energy, bad energy, like, karma type of situation. So, like, gift giving would be kind of, like, putting positive energy into the atmosphere or into the universe and, balancing out your dark side and, like, all the things. So, and then, like, she mentioned a Christmas tree as being kind of part of her, like, pagan beliefs. And I don't really know. I didn't really ask more on that particular spot. So, I don't really know, like, where all that comes in. But I think that does have some pagan origins to it, or at least some applications anyway. So it was really interesting, like those two, like kind of the three ends of the spectrum. There's like someone who doesn't celebrate holidays at all because of their origins, and then me who basically to a certain degree looks past the origins like, well, this is the reason I'm celebrating it, and then someone else who does celebrate it but for completely different reasons than what I would celebrate it.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard it put quite like that, but that makes sense. I think there's a little, like, I view myself kind of in the middle of the spectrum of saying you shouldn't celebrate, like, you should totally go by where something originated.
Mm-hmm.
And the other end of the spectrum being you should totally ignore where it originated. I feel like I'm kind of in the middle that it matters, but it also matters how, like, why you're celebrating it now or what it is current about it. But you don't just. Yeah, but you don't just turn a blind eye to where it came from either. Mm-hmm. So how do you feel about that viewpoint, I guess? Or like in the case of Christmas, I think it's good to be aware of, like, if there are pagan things that could have crept into it, but not say because it's commercialized or because it's originated as a pagan holiday that kind of got converted to Christianity, I'm just totally going to avoid it. Like, maybe I can still celebrate the good things about it that God did come into the world for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
That's how I view it. But
yeah, I'm kind of with you. Like, I don't think we should just ignore things in the past. Like, sometimes, okay, so here's something I've been thinking about, and I'm not sure what to do with it. Let's say, and I think some people have been trying to do this, but let's say Halloween was taken and made into a Christian holiday, or, yeah. Like, how would you feel about that? Because all of us here have the history, I mean, we know what it's like now. Mm-hmm. And so if that was changed, would it feel funny to you to be celebrating something Christian on the day where, you know, there's a lot of darkness associated with that?
Like you're saying, if, for example, we celebrated the angel coming to Mary
sure.
on Halloween.
Sure.
So not like Halloween just like
right.
cleaned up. It's like actually a different
right.
event, biblical event was like assigned to it or whatever.
Right.
See, I don't know if I would have a problem with that, because if it changed that dramatically, like I would have a problem with just
mm-hmm.
with just saying, oh, like instead of celebrating evil or death or fear, we're going to now celebrate that there's a spiritual realm. We're just going to kind of acknowledge that there's a spiritual realm, and like that feel, okay. I would not be comfortable with that. That feels weird to me for some reason. But if we would say, okay, we're going to like totally chop that all out. Mm-hmm. And, but on this day, we're going to keep it as a holiday and do what you were saying, Brandon, like pick something mm-hmm. else to celebrate that is good to celebrate. I don't, yeah.
See, I kind of agree with you, except that wouldn't it still be a little bit of a weird vibe if the general culture is still celebrating like Halloween as we know it now? Because you could say that's kind of what happened to Christmas mm-hmm. somewhat. Like, obviously,
well,
pagan
yeah,
people still celebrate Christmas
yeah.
as a holiday. They just celebrate for different reasons. So, mm-hmm. I think I
yeah,
agree with you. I'm just not sure if it's that cut and dried.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes
yeah.
sense.
Well, I was wondering, what are the origins of the holiday Easter, or as some people like to call it, the Lord's Day or Resurrection Day or whatever?
See, I don't actually know, and I don't know enough historical context to actually know what the origins are. That would almost seem to me like a reverse, where it's like instead of like a pagan holiday being turned into more of like what's modernly considered. Because I think even, okay, let me finish my sentence. Modernly considered a Christian holiday. Because I would think in my head, even people who aren't Christians would recognize that Christmas is a Christian holiday
mm-hmm.
for the most part.
Yep.
Like there's, I know some people at work who like, Christmas and Easter are like the only two times
of the year
that they go to church. Like there's historically high church attendance on
but
those holidays.
That's now. Like what about way back?
Okay, so where I was going with that is, to me it would seem like, okay, so if Christmas did have like pagan origins, and I could be wrong on this, and then it would seem like maybe that was turned into more of a Christian holiday, whereas Easter might be more like it was predominantly a Christian holiday, but now there's a lot of other stuff, which there's maybe this with Christmas too. But like, there's a lot more Easter Bunny and all that stuff going on now.
But at least we get peeps around Easter.
So. But I don't actually know if that's the case. It could be started as a pagan thing too.
I think it may have. At least the time it's celebrated, it had to do with pagan stuff. The spring.
Oh, really? Okay.
Is that equinox? I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Christmas would have been the winter solstice or whatever. And so I think there's some of it that's there. And I still am like, I don't know what to do with all that stuff. Like it's there. But where we are now, like, I am fully in support of celebrating what I consider the three most important events in history, being Christ's birth, his death, and his resurrection. Uh-huh. And so the way the world does it in general now is Christmas and sort of Good Friday and then Easter. And so I don't have a problem with just going ahead and celebrating at those times because of what it means now. But there's still something about the origin that I'm not sure what to do with exactly.
Yeah, because, I was thinking, I could be wrong on this, but I was thinking the name of the holiday Easter is that word, Easter, comes from some pagan origins. And that's why some Christians prefer not to say that.
Some people want,
So it would almost, when you were talking about, that just made me think when you were talking about changing Halloween to be a Christian holiday or something. I was like, well, so if we would celebrate, what were we celebrating? The angel coming to Mary, visiting Mary. If we'd celebrate the angel visiting Mary and still call it Halloween, is that...
That would feel weird.
That would feel really weird.
Yeah.
But so, I don't know if that's maybe what's going on with Easter. But
maybe.
But I really have a hard time even going there because I just, growing up in a Christian household, I never thought of it as anything other than celebrating the resurrection of our Lord.
Uh-huh.
So.
Uh-huh. Yeah, some people are pretty strong on like calling it Resurrection Day rather than Easter. Brandon, are you getting some research on Easter, or what are you up to?
No.
Because I was hoping you were.
I was trying to set a hoe and kick a hornet's nest or not.
Oh. Oh, boy.
The Christmas tree?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I want to talk about
this.
Let's do it.
Okay, but I feel ill-informed, because I feel like historical context does actually make a lot of difference for the Christmas tree. I'm not sure.
And
okay,
for the record, I have no idea what we're... What?
Okay, so can we lay out the case, the pros and cons? And I'm just going to say the way I know it, and you guys can add details. Sure. So that's not good. So Christmas trees are kind of a hot topic, in my opinion. Like, it seems like there's people who, if you don't have one, there's probably a reason. And if you do have one, you can sometimes be a little twitchy about people who don't think you should have one.
Okay, can I just back up and say, for our non-conservative Anabaptist listeners, this probably won't make a lot of sense, but... Are you going to explain a little bit where this comes from?
Sure, start explaining. I mean, okay, I'll get started and then you can chip in. How's that?
Sure, yeah. Okay. Good. I just want you to acknowledge that for the people who aren't familiar with it.
The way I understand it is that, well, kind of three things. The cons, or the reason people wouldn't do a Christmas tree is, one, there's like some idea there's like bad origins with it, like pagan origins or whatever. Two, and maybe this is tied in, is that it could be kind of... like an idol type symbol. And three is that there's a verse in the Bible that sounds, it talks about like bringing a tree and decorating it. That definitely sounds like it could be a Christmas tree or something similar. So those are what I understand as the reasons not to. And also it kind of plays into like the whole like Santa Claus narrative a little bit, which we don't really go with that much. Now, then on the flip side, a lot of people say like, okay, it's just a beautiful tree. In just a little brief bit of research I was doing it, is that it originated, what, according to Google, just a little bit I did, it actually originated in Germany by Christians as kind of a way, actually, like, to celebrate Jesus' birth, but there was something with the branches and, like, kind of, so, like, his crown of thorns idea. Like, it did actually have some pretty, like, Christian roots to the whole celebration. And then just on top of that is it's, like, an attractive thing to have in your house. Like, it feels festive, it looks nice. So those are kind of the things I see as the two sides. Do you guys have more to add on that? Or what you guys would see as the two sides of the coin?
Well, Chris is now buried
in his research.
I have nothing. Do you have my hotspot on your phone?
No, I should, though.
Yeah, feel free to use it. It's open.
I don't think it's turned on, Derek.
Don't tell anyone what my password is.
It's very secure.
Very.
I'm trying to find the verses that talk about, like, that some people would say... This is talking about Christmas tree, and this is why we should not have one. That's what I'm trying to find.
That's good, yeah. Because I really have no idea. Like, because I was brought up in a home that didn't have a Christmas tree. Well, now we do, but we didn't, and so I never really knew why.
What's the shift there? I'm curious. Like, you used to not.
I guess, I don't think my parents really had convictions against it. They just didn't because nobody else in our circles did, and... I guess that's why.
So did they ask why people weren't doing it?
I think they did, and they just didn't get a good answer or something. But anyway, I don't know. That's just
Brad. Why don't you? I'm assuming you don't have a Christmas tree.
We don't. For me, it has much more to do with kind of what I view as the world's way of doing Christmas. I'm not saying it's necessarily evil. I just think there's a lot of stuff that comes with it that I would rather keep some distance from. Sort of Santa Claus, but more just, you know, we have to do all these things, and I'm happy with, you know, traditions are good and, you know, whatever. I'm not really that
some more along the anti, like a distraction but, versus, yeah. Okay.
Besides, I don't know where. Well, we'd have some space to put it, but yeah, it feels a little bit like what is it for? And uh-huh. There's plenty of things that I do that you could ask that question about. So I want to be careful how I ask that question.
Okay, we'll flip it over to our biblical analyst, Chris. What we got?
I am not. I just researched. I came back with something.
He emerges from the cave.
Yeah. Well, if you look at it in the Greek.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Or the ESV, as the case may be. So this is from Jeremiah 10. And I think this is. So I would have. Brandon and I would have grown up. With mom has a conviction against Christmas trees, or at least she would have grown up being taught
mm-hmm.
that it's wrong to have a Christmas tree. And mm-hmm. so, and she never felt comfortable with that in mm-hmm. our house. And so that's just kind of what I grew up with. I don't have my own conviction form yet. I'm not sure what I believe, but this is where some people would point to and say, this is why it's a bad idea. So
pause though.
Yeah.
We do have a candle table.
Right.
Which is, not a Christmas tree, but sometimes a question. I like the tradition, mm-hmm. but I'm not actually sure how different it is. But carry on.
Mm-hmm. Wait, but the candle and table is different.
And the tradition is that there's a table with 25 candles on it and greenery, and for each evening of Advent leading up to Christmas, you light one more candle until you have 25. So
yeah,
just
wow.
So people,
yeah. But that has a very specific. I mean, you're doing something with it. I mean,
but we put presents. Yeah, we put presents at the base of it. We put presents at the base of it, and there's greenery on it. So
that I'm not sure. That's what I'm just saying. Like, I'm not throwing shade on it because I enjoy it, and I don't have anything wrong with that. I'm just saying sometimes I wonder how different that is. But carry on.
Yeah. Okay. So Jeremiah 10. Hear the word of the Lord, and this is ESV. Hear the word that the Lord speaks to you, O house of Israel. Thus says the Lord: Learn not the way of the nations, nor be dismayed at the signs of the heavens, because the nations are dismayed at them, for the customs of the peoples are vanity. A tree from the forest is cut down and worked with an axe by the hands of a craftsman. They decorate it with silver and gold. They fasten it with hammer and nails so it cannot move. Their idols are like scarecrows in a cucumber field, and they cannot speak.
What?
They have to be carried, for they cannot walk. Do not be afraid of them, for they cannot do evil. Neither is it in them to do good. And then it goes on.
Do you have that in the King James?
Yeah, I can.
Because that sounded less...
See,
Christmas tree specific right. than I remembered for
so
some
King
reason.
James would put it this way. For the customs of the people are vain. For one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen with the axe. They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers that it move not. They are upright as the palm tree, but speak not. They must needs be born because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil. Neither is it in them to do good.
Okay.
Do you want something else? Do you want
No, that works. I was just, that sounded a little bit more, that sounded different than the other. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So some people would say, that sounds like a Christmas tree. Some people would say, that sounds like just an idol, that you're just carving an idol and mm-hmm. putting silver and gold in it on it. And it's mm-hmm. like any other passage in the Bible that talks about idols. So mm-hmm. I, your faithful biblical analyst that did research five minutes ago, don't have the definitive on this.
Can we use this as a bit of a pivot point, because
sure.
we kind of keep moving with the time. I just bought my mic for one. I kind of like what Brad said though about his reason for not having a tree, and I'm, for the record, I would say my jury is still a little bit out. Like, I'm not really sure if I'm prepared to make a statement one way or the other of like, yeah, you should, or no, you shouldn't. And so I think I'll just kind of leave it out there for people personally to say what they think on it. But I do think it is important to look at how and why we're celebrating, mm-hmm. because it mm-hmm. is really easy in my experience to just kind of get wrapped up in the like feel good holiday vibes, which maybe aren't entirely wrong, but I think it can, you can be missing a lot that way, and it can tend to maybe lead us towards a little bit of a wrong goal mm-hmm. for what we're looking for from holidays. So I would like to propose that maybe even a bigger debate than like the origins, or maybe a more real thing than the origins, or say something like specific as a Christmas tree, would just be like kind of the commercialization, or like, why are we actually celebrating? Like, are mm-hmm. we truly celebrating Jesus' birth, or are we just kind of doing it because we enjoy getting and giving gifts because it gives us fuzzy feelings and it's the most wonderful time of the year?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Depending who you ask. Well, I'm going to say, as far as this is going back just a little bit, as far as what I think about Christmas trees, I already said I'm not quite sure. I tend to be a little uncomfortable with them, but I'm not sure if that's just because of the way I was raised, and if it's because I have a conviction against it, and so I'm still kind of waiting on. I like what you said too, Brad, about being thoughtful about just getting sucked into traditions that weren't, I guess you didn't say it this way, but that we don't know what they mean, or that's just kind of part of the world's system mm-hmm. of celebrating, and mm-hmm. we're just kind of going along with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's something to be thoughtful about.
Yeah, because there's a lot of things out there that are relatively neutral in their meaning and all that, but there are a lot of things that, even things that I probably say or do that are more, that have origins and meanings that I don't even realize what I'm doing, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'll echo kind of what I was hearing from some of the rest of you, that I don't look at Christmas trees as evil. You know, I've read those verses. I don't feel like it's necessarily talking specifically about Christmas trees. I don't feel like there's something that's like, thou shalt not have Christmas trees or whatever. But I don't even know if I'd quite call it a conviction where I'm at. And who knows, maybe sometime down the road I'll have a Christmas mm-hmm. tree in my house. I don't know. But that's kind of where I'm at is just, you know, why are we doing this? And mm-hmm. choosing to keep a distance from some of those things intentionally at this point. So mm-hmm. anyway, you kind of asked a question. Yeah. We didn't pivot. We all wanted to say something.
You'll backtrack. It's fine.
But your question was something about... what was your question?
Well, okay, my kind of thing was maybe almost more than like certain specific traditions or the origins is like not getting sucked up in just the flow of how everyone else celebrates a holiday, like whether it's mm-hmm. Christmas uh-huh. or whether it's Easter or whatever. It can be really easy to kind of, even if we're like, we'll all be like, oh yeah, of course Santa isn't real and we don't celebrate that and we don't like lying to our kids and, you know, the Easter Bunny is a big fat hoax and all the things, but like at the same time mm-hmm. like saying that, it's really easy to kind of get into the like maybe not so much like just kind of the holiday, like any holiday as more just like a time to have fun versus using it as a time to actually celebrate something mm-hmm. good mm-hmm. if that makes sense mm-hmm. So maybe spinning that into a positive question, like instead of kind of going all negative, like what are ways that you guys have found helpful to kind of keep at the forefront why we're celebrating?
I haven't done a good job of this, but something the last couple years that I've, well, maybe it was mostly last year and this year, that I've been more aware of is the, what I'll call the Advent season, uh-huh. The time leading up to Christmas. And I think Lent would go along with that, leading up to Easter. And I've typically viewed those things as just kind of, almost like forms, that, you know, whatever, you can do them if you want, but they don't really bring life, and, you know, you can do them that way. But the more I looked at it, and the more I thought, well, this is a specific way to turn your mind toward a specific mm-hmm. thing, mm-hmm. The birth of Christ for Christmas. And I really liked that, you know, just doing like an Advent devotional leading up to it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how you guys do the Advent, the candle thing or whatever, but if, you know, if you would every day as you light the candle, you know, read some verses or do something mm-hmm. that points toward
mom would read a Christmas story.
Sure, there you go.
It wasn't specifically spiritual, I guess, but sure. It was mm-hmm. kind of drawing your attention towards Christmas, I guess. I like what you said about, you said something about turning your mind, I think. And I think that's maybe pretty key about setting your attention on something rather than just letting your emotions run. Like I think mm-hmm. of it, it feels a lot like church to me, where you can go to church versus mm-hmm. versus worship. You can go mm-hmm. to church and go through all the things, sing the songs, mm-hmm. or if you're a church that has liturgies, mm-hmm. pray the liturgies or read them or whatever. But there's a big difference between doing those things and actually worshiping mm-hmm. or like engaging your mind and your heart with them. Mm-hmm. And so, and you can look exactly the same, but it's just, where's your attention? Where's your heart in those things? And that's a lot, that's yeah, it's a lot less cut and dry. And but it's especially, I think, in today's world where it's easy to just let your mind kind of run wild. And there's a huge war for our attentions to kind of bring your mind back to why is this happening or why am I doing this, I think is a key point. I like how you brought that out.
Yeah, and as I think about this, there's kind of this tension in my mind. Like, there's the happy, lighthearted celebration, right? And the sober recognition of what we're celebrating. And trying to strike a balance between those. And, like, because I think there is a place for happy celebration and feasting and all that good stuff. But if we don't remember why we're doing it, then what does it all mean? And so I think, but then as I celebrate, I tend to forget why I'm why I'm happy and celebrating, right?
Wow, Derek. Yeah, did you know what I was going to say? Because you kind of
nope.
Did you know what I was trying? What I was wanting to say? I couldn't figure out how to.
You basically teed me up perfectly because I kind of had in mind what I was going to say before you even started. But are you guys familiar with the idea of transcendence? Like, are you? Is that a? That's not where we use a lot, but it's something I've been kind of studying about recently. I'll read you a quick definition. Basically, transcendent or transcendence is extending beyond the limits of ordinary experience. So. Example of that is kind of living in a transcendent mindset would be like seeing something in nature that you're like, oh wow, that's really beautiful, and then going beyond that to be like, wow, God created that. God is a beautiful God. He's a God of beauty. So that's kind of like the that's kind of what the term means or kind of where it comes from. And I think that can be a huge key to kind of tying those two things together, like you're saying, the lighthearted and the serious. Because so like last night our youth group had our Christmas party. And there was nothing like really spiritual about it. I mean, not on the surface. Like, we exchanged presents and we hung out and ate good food. And it was a very enjoyable evening. But I think that can still be, if we're in the right mindset and we have the right focus, that can still be a very God-honoring thing. If we kind of keep in mind, okay, so like the gifts we're giving is a... kind of a hearkening back to the wise men, their gifts, and ultimately the gift that God gave us with his son, and the way we get to celebrate relationships and friendships around Christmas and family is a celebration of our relationship that we can have with God. And so I think there's ways that those can be interlinked in a really beautiful way, even though I'm not typically very good at remembering that or keeping that at the front of my mind.
Yeah, I like that. That's good.
I really appreciate what you said, Derek, about that it is sometimes okay to just be lighthearted and fun. Like, I think I think that's equally important to just let yourself let yourself go in good ways and enjoy the season, enjoy the good things. But yeah, I think you did a good job, Brandon, like tying those two together.
Cuz I don't think the serious thing behind it has to detract from the I think if it's done well, it doesn't have to take away from the enjoyment of the moment. I think it can actually enhance it because it gives it more depth. Like it gives it even more enjoyment.
But exactly.
Well, we're kind of running, I mean, not really short on time, but we're pretty on track, but we should probably wrap this up for too long. Are there any specific areas that you guys want to hit on yet? One thing we didn't really cover is what about, I mean, obviously, say Christmas and Easter have a decidedly Christian spin that at least can be put on them. We didn't really get to say like Memorial Day or 4th of July, which don't necessarily really have a inherent Christian spin to them. Is that something you guys want to cover, or are there other things that you want to talk about yet? What do we, what should we do in the wrap up zone here?
I honestly think we wrapped it up pretty well. I mean,
okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I would open the next question.
There's a lot more on this topic.
We were able to put a bow on it.
There's a lot more to cover on the topic of holidays, and you can we could get into a lot more, like you said, on specific or not necessarily Christian holidays. Should Christians celebrate them? And then like the whole commercialization of holidays,
whole,
like
that's
trying,
a whole discussion.
People trying to sell you stuff. That's a whole nother. Can of worms that I don't know if it's worth opening
now. Okay, so maybe that's just
anyway. But those are a couple of things to think about, right?
There's some homework for the listeners to think through.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, thanks for the discussions. I guess that's it for Open for Debate.
Welcome to Kinda Spicy. This is the one of our recurring segments on the podcast. As you know, if you listened, I'm never quite sure if I have to explain this or not. Because what if someone's tuning in for the first time?
Yeah.
If you're tuning in for the first time, hey, go listen to another episode and
that was,
me explain.
That was one of the interesting thing about our like Spotify a year in review. Did you guys watch that?
Nope.
Like our Wrapped?
No.
Okay, Landon did. It was interesting because like you would assume that if our listener totals are staying roughly the same, that it's the same listeners, but it wasn't. Like it talked about how many new people we had added and like our listener base is like selective but then pretty dedicated type of situation.
Wait. So do you mean people are leaving?
Like come back. Like yeah, some people are leaving, but then like
other people are joining.
Yeah. Oh, like okay. I would have just thought, oh, it's just staying constant, like the same people are listening to it, but not necessarily.
I wish we would have a list of the people.
That would be a really podcast.
I do really wish that.
I especially wish we would know a little bit more about our international listeners. Like how often they're listening. Are they recurring listeners? Or are they just kind of like, because it counts anything. I think you have to play for 60 seconds for it to count as a listen, yeah. Right? And so that's really not very much. So you don't really know if they're actually
maybe we could
staying or not.
Hmm. I was like, we could do some podcast stats, but I don't know if we actually want to do that.
Yeah, go ahead. Is that your kind of spicy?
Ooh. Maybe I should do a short other one, but someone else can get started because I don't have it loaded up right now.
So who wants to go first? Do you want to go first, Brad?
Sure. Okay, I'll go first. So I know that this isn't like our actual, well, it sort of is our Christmas episode, but I'm going to do a Christmas kind of spicy. And actually, that's I'm going to pull a Brandon here, and ooh, I'm going to give you guys a choice.
Oh, I thought about doing that tonight, too.
Oh, boy.
We all have a choice in life.
This is right, and this is one of them. So I can either give you random facts about Christmas, or I can go into the financial side of the 12 Days of Christmas song.
Oh, that's a tough choice.
What?
I'll do the other one next year.
Dude,
I kind of like the financials.
I'm with you there. I want to go that one.
All right. Well, we'll
so how much it costs?
Yeah.
Because there's someone who does this every year.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know. There might be multiple. I found one.
Oh, boy. Inflation.
From WFGR.com. So I don't know if these are locally accurate results, but this website is from Michigan. So so I'll just kind of run down through here. So the price of a partridge in a pear tree has gone up 25.8% from last year.
Oh, whoa.
And the bird is still the same cost, but the price of the pear tree, it's because of the fertilizer. So
no.
Total cost this year, $280.18.
Wow.
Dude, okay.
Which honestly still seems semi-affordable.
Okay, so we're going to the two turtle doves. 33.33% up for the turtle doves. No, wait, that doesn't make sense. Why is the partridge not up?
Turtle doves are cooler. I don't know. What, anyways, I don't what, know. What's the
it's
price?
The price of feed. See, that doesn't make any sense.
Avian flu hit them harder.
The partridge is just running around in the wild and feeding himself.
There you go.
I don't know.
You just have to catch him. So we, whoa. Your cost this year is $600 for the two birds.
For two turtle doves?
Yeah.
Are they endangered?
I mean, people are still shooting them.
Wait, are turtle doves just like the normal
doves? Those are mourning doves. Are they that people are shooting?
I don't know what turtle doves are.
I
think it's kind of by region. I have no idea.
I mean, my kind of turtle doves is when Dove Chocolate makes a turtle thing that has pretzels and caramel.
It's
got to
be something with like caramel and pecan and chocolate, or just like hard scaly shell or something. Like,
I mean, I think a turtle dove is different than just the kind of average Joe doves that we have around here, but I don't know.
Could be. So day three, we've got the three French hens, 25% up. So just the feeding the birds, $318.75.
Hmm. Yeah.
Would you get them when they're chicks, then they would be cheaper.
You could, yeah. I well, guess. If you're going to get...
Would they be three French chicks then?
That must be really expensive.
I just said that, I guess.
Walked right into that one. All right, so we got the four calling birds, which, again, don't know what they are.
What is they
why is there so much poultry actually, in this song?
what is a calling bird?
Well, I think I was reading more about
is it like
this
a
song.
Mockingbird?
It actually was like a different word, but it sounded like calling, and so we changed it to that
like,
or something.
It got lost in translation.
I think maybe.
Don't quote me on that. But
yeah. Anyway, these are about the same. Guys, this is weird, but... Oh,
Surprisingly, the cost of feed did not raise the price of these birds. Whatever.
They
Whoa.
Eat different things.
So again, wait, how much are they like $600 for these four birds?
But you get four for the price of two French hens or two, whatever it was, turtle doves. Or
turtle
whatever.
Doves. Yes.
I don't understand.
4 cents less than $600, just to be precise. Golden rings. Now we're off of the birds. No. So.
All right.
Okay, this seems hard to calculate. Are we talking wait, solid gold?
I thought it was five.
How many carats? Like, what are we doing here?
Is it not they five don't golden rings?
Yeah, it is five.
Did okay, I say you four? Said four, but yeah, it's okay.
Oh, my good bad. Catch, five Derek. Of them. So this is up 39.1%.
Yeah,
so,
cost of gold.
Yeah,
up.
It did jump. Final cost for the rings will be $1,245. Sorry. Oh, I should let you guess.
My I was going to guess. Okay, obviously not solid gold. Apparently not. Thousands, but, that's interesting.
Yeah. Hmm. Geese laying, six of them. More back to birds here.
this is so weird.
It is weird.
Why do you...
Why did pregnant geese get into the equation?
Geese a laying? Like, you had to catch them in the act of laying an egg? Or
I assume
what?
They're just the potential there, maybe. Okay. Like, or going too I soon, thought, you know.
Oh, I thought they that's were. That's fair. Yeah, that'd be another way to interpret oh. that.
I always pictured them as sitting geese. Like, oh. like they're oh. they have a nest
they're
full
on
of
the
eggs.
Nest.
Oh, that could make sense.
To ready me. To make some goslings.
Okay, so
technically
where
have
we
I done here? Their part to making the goslings?
Yeah, they're just waiting for them to
okay,
hatch.
So how much
9.1% up.
Oh,
so these
geese are affordable.
These will cost $720 for all six.
Yeah, but geese are not affordable.
Right. Well, yeah, you're getting six for roughly the price of 2.3 turtle doves.
But was to spend like what $80 on a goose?
Frankly, just go to Cary Park and get more.
Catch your own.
That. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, day seven. Seven swans are swimming. These. Are holding steady in price, but they are expensive.
Is the water included?
I don't know. It better be, because a single swan will cost you $1,875.
Okay, so the grand total is
$13,124.93.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a little weird.
Yeah,
that's
a lot of
these. Is that why nobody, you never see swans around? Like, nobody has them. It's just,
yeah,
you always
expensive.
See other kind of, you have like geese or ducks or chickens or guineas or something weird like that. Hmm. You never have swans.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I could pose as a swan. For
remind me to give you a weird. Remind me to.
You're, what, you're big and white?
Chill. We've already covered this.
Okay, never mind.
I'm sorry.
I want to cover some stuff about swans, but keep
Chris
keep
is trying to make up lost ground after his embarrassing French chicks comment.
Okay.
I'm just keep having going. Fun.
We're
is
at
okay?
day eight. We got the maids a milking. Which is also weird, but...
Can we clarify?
I don't know why there's so many verbs. Why are there so many verbs in this song?
Maybe I should... I'm not going to go there. Pull up. We're not going to do this.
All
keep
right.
going.
They're milking cows.
What do they cost?
So...
Okay, is this hiring the maids,
yeah,
I assume.
It is. I was wondering okay. where they were going to go with
this
it, but
needs
it
to be ethical here.
And they're Let's... working at minimum wage, federal minimum wage, so...
What is that? Is this
pretty
still
sure
seven?
You can't get a maid milking for minimum wage.
Is it still seven something?
I don't know. They don't even say what it
what
is here.
What is federal minimum wage?
If you do get a maid milking at minimum wage, you know she's going to milk the clock.
Okay, just so what do they cost? What do you have to hire these things for?
This doesn't make these any people. Sense. $58, that's got to be for one.
Well, they just don't milk very long.
Well, it's for a it's day, probably, or the length of time it takes to milk a cow.
Maybe it probably is the length. So, you, yeah, that maybe maybe makes sense. Anyway, ooh, ladies dancing.
Wait, you didn't tell us the total.
Yeah, well, it just says $58.
Oh.
That's what I don't know what to do with it.
Is that okay, 1 hour of milking?
How many ladies dancing?
Nine of them.
Nine?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
So this is up 10%. I'm not sure why, but it's up.
Just cost of living in general, probably.
So, whoa. The total cost for these nine women is $8,308.
Dancers must be expensive.
Compared to milkers.
This is such a weird awkward fest. Song.
Let's move on.
It seems great on paper.
Full of poultry and women. It's so weird.
So we got the 10 lords of leaping, also
oh,
just weird.
Other weird people. Okay.
So this is the most expensive gift in these dozen days of gift.
Really?
Giving.
Wow.
So it's up 24.2%.
Okay. Wait, this is more expensive than Piper's piping?
Yeah.
Well, the lords.
Leaping takes less skill than piping.
Yeah, but the lords have Wait, to get into shape.
They're leaping.
I guess they're
how?
Lords.
Okay, so here we go. This is the explanation. There's no mention of why these lords are so pricey. I'm not sure where you could even go to find a lord nowadays, let alone a leaping lord.
They probably
maybe
ship them
their
over
scarcity.
You probably
is the
get them from England, and so that's going to be extra shipping and handling.
Okay.
So,
but how much do they cost?
They have this at $13,980.
Oh, okay.
So don't don't hire a Lord of Leaping.
But to be fair, that was comparable to the Swans. I mean, I would take Swans over Lord's Leaping.
And right? A piece. Were
the Swans
cheaper?
Like 13,000 something?
No, they're like one. Oh, were they? I
thought, Swans were. They?
No, they're like 1,000 something each. They're like 1,300 each. So for like six of them or whatever it was.
Almost 1,900 each.
Oh, never mind.
But 13,124.
Yeah, there were 13,000 for all.
So a piece. Many, the Swans were more expensive.
Seven Swans, is that what it was?
Yeah, give me the Swans over the Leaping Lords.
So now we're down to the Pipers that are piping.
I'll let you true
There's
love
11
know.
Of them. Not much up, 2.6%. The additional cost reflects rising worker pay. 11 Pipers will run $3,021.
Okay, question. Are these Pied Pipers or are they regular Pipers?
Can't be Pied. Pied is at least another 50%.
Also, I don't even know what either one of those are.
Pipers? Well, the Pied Piper just takes
takes your children.
Like children and throws like really just creepy, takes them actually. Into yeah. somewhere.
I read forget. That story thinking it was a happy little fairy tale and it got dark real fast.
Yeah, it is.
Also, that's not good.
What was Piper, the first thing he did? He took rats away from the town?
Yeah, and then the town wouldn't pay him, so he took the kids and led them into a cave and the cave closed and they just presumably died. Yeah. Okay, hold up. Can we talk about the fact that Piper's piping is similar to the verse in the Bible that has harpers harping on their harps?
Oh, yeah.
Oh boy!
What else are you going to harp on?
People harp on a lot of things.
Yeah, oh boy!
Okay, so we're down to the 12th one. This is the 12 drummers drumming.
Oh, that should be expensive.
It's same amount up. So basically, yeah, each drummer will run you about $275. Total of $3,266.
That sounds way more festive than a lot of the other things of this song.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
So you want to guess what the total like for the whole thing is?
There's quite a few over 10 grand, so we're going to go with like 65.
I was going to go about, I'm going to say 71.
Okay. You got a guess?
Oh,
it might be a little high.
Wait. I lost track.
It's hard to keep up.
I'm good.
Okay. All right. Got a no guess. I guess Landon doesn't want to because he's preoccupied. It's just $45,523, relatively affordable.
Okay,
I
mean, that's not bad.
Relatively
up 10.5% from last year, though. So.
What else could you buy with that, though? Could you buy like a new pickup for that or something?
I wonder, not a
decent, maybe a 2019 for that.
Yeah,
person.
Something like that. Maybe a white one.
Sounds like Derek bought one of those recently.
Derek, how much did you pay for your truck?
that's a little rude.
You don't have to say.
So there's one other total here that I have for you, and that is if every time you sing each of these because you're repeating them, if you would add
if
those
you
all
would
together.
Add them, like if it's like
it comes to. 197,000.
Yeah, I'm
so that adds
it's gonna
up.
Be a lot.
Yeah,
that's a lot of pear trees and partridges to buy.
Exactly.
Okay, are we ready for a kind of spicy halftime for some podcast stats?
No, this is we're out of time.
We're not half.
This has got to be our kind of spicy.
Maybe we have to throw that in on the bonus.
We can do that on the Patreon bonus. Or the bonus thing.
Are we gonna tell him? No, we're not gonna tell him yet. And spoil the surprise.
Yeah, we'll tell him later.
Okay, carry on.
So.
Be ready for
you
a surprise.
Do you want to go next, though? You want to go on your, kind of spicy?
Okay, so I also debated on giving you guys options, and I still haven't decided whether I'm doing that or not. So I think we're just going to briefly touch on one, and then we're going to go straight into the other one. So the thing I'm going to briefly touch on is that it's a bad idea to, quote-unquote, accidentally, on election day, post a fake Craigslist ad for a free trailer using a legislative candidate's number as the contact info on the free trailer.
Okay.
Because this guy got arrested for it, so that's why it's a bad idea. Basically, the candidate on election day, when he was trying to do his thing, got 37 phone calls in the first 45 minutes and had to power off his phone to stop getting these free trailer phone calls. And the guy got arrested for it. So that's number one, which is not actually my kind of spicy. But I was curious... What have you guys...
What state did that happen in?
New Hampshire.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about New Hampshire.
Have you guys ever had any TSA issues? Like, have you had any weird experiences, any bad happenings or anything weird happening to TSA?
No. It was different security, but it was airport security. It wasn't TSA. Mm-hmm. It was international.
So what happened to you?
Well, Derek was about to say something, wasn't he?
Well, I have something that's not that weird, but they saw a little bit of dirt on my hands and they swabbed it to get it tested.
Oh, that's interesting.
Why did you have dirt on your hands at the airport?
Like, I did chores that morning, and I didn't really wash my hands afterwards. So it was like a little bit of like...
Okay. Sorry.
Like I came straight from work and then went and flew on an airplane.
Derek went out to the barn and checked on the maids of milk and then went straight to the airport.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
That is basically, I mean, essentially, yeah. Fed cows and then, yeah, went to the... Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. No, okay. Go ahead.
Kristen, real quick.
Well, this wasn't actually that weird, but it was... I was flying back from Asia somewhere, I forget, but probably Thailand, and was going through like customs or like kind of a security within the airport. Like I was already in the airport, but it was kind of like secondary security, thing customs or something. And they, I had like a little musical shaker in like one of those little egg shakers in my suitcase. And I guess when they scanned it, it like they flagged it because it's this little round thing, little black round thing. I guess it looked like a bomb or something. I don't know. And so they like, took it out of my bag and like we're trying to figure out what it was and like kind of shook it a little bit
and then like, they're just going
they looked like they were trying like not sure what it was but they didn't think it was too bad so they just put it back in and let me go.
So I wanted to tell my security story.
Yeah, what was your, okay,
but it's not anything to do with airports.
Oh
what kind
coming
of
back to the U.S. from Canada. Okay. On our trip to Alaska.
Border patrol. Dude, they can get a little bit
with
spicy, can't
my
they?
My friends Marcus and Steven, I'm going to shout them out by name. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they listen or not, but anyway. So
if we had a list, you could tell.
That's right. So it's actually not that exciting, but they wanted to check. I don't know if it, I think it was my knife. I'm not sure why, just mine. And I was like, why do you, you know, what's with that? And so they said they're checking for cannabis, which a long time ago, and I didn't know what cannabis was. So, but I just kind of nodded like I knew what it was.
Cannibal,
and
where?
Went on with my life and later figured out what it was actually. So anyway, that was my security story.
I've only had like three bad happenings to security.
So you look kind of like the weed type.
Stoner guys, yeah, I'm not quite sure.
I'm trying to pivot and you're the host. You should be letting me pivot.
Sorry.
Three.
Okay, we're going to go over it real quick. One was that I forgot to drain my water bottle, so I was forced to chug a completely full water bottle because I didn't want to pitch the water bottle at like 5 a.m. and felt sick afterwards.
Oh my goodness, that's perfect. Going on to a plane.
Number two was going through the metal detector with my phone and being forced to go back through the metal detector, putting my phone on the conveyor belt, forgetting to grab a tub, so said phone goes straight down through the rollers on the opposite side, and I had to ask a security guard to move so I could crawl underneath a conveyor belt to retrieve my phone in Denver International Airport.
Yeah, that was amazing. Not great. I've heard these stories, but they're still so good.
And number three was when we were in Miami, and somehow we accidentally just didn't really go through customs coming back from international.
Skip that part.
That is so weird.
It was during COVID. How in the world? It was during COVID, and things were super closed down. And all of a sudden, we had like, we went through maybe like one kind of little checkpoint thingy and claimed our luggage and everything. And like all of a sudden, we were like, that's the outside. If we brought like, anything illegal in our suitcases, we could just run right now. Like
I think I pretty much snuck in.
We kind of got lost.
We snuck into Ireland because we came from, and it's probably because it's part of the European Union or something, but it felt so weird. We flew into Frankfurt from JFK or where, whatever it was, New York somewhere. And sorry. Yeah. Time. Anyway. And we never went through from going from Frankfurt to Dublin. We never went through like any kind of customs or anything.
That's weird.
I don't think it was just kind of like, oh, here we are. And
so maybe I shouldn't have asked because that was long, but it was very interesting. Sorry.
Backfired.
So basically, according to a recent news article by AP News, that you're not supposed to accuse TSA of catnapping on the job because they've been pretty alert. They saw something look a little weird with a bag as it was about to go through the x-ray machine. So they let go through the x-ray machine, and on the other side, there was four paws and a tail inside that bag. And there's a cat inside a suitcase. You can see on the x-ray picture, there's clearly a cat inside it. They saw a little bit of orange fur poking out of a slightly unzipped suitcase, and it gave him paws. Which there's so many cringy puns in this article. They said they did tweet that on the bright side, the cat's out of the bag now, so that's good.
Wow.
The passenger was paged to return to the ticket counter after the cat was found. The traveler said that the cat belonged to a friend. They were staying in someone else's household, and it was their friend's cat, implying that he was not aware the cat was in the suitcase. And they said the stowaway cat was identified and returned to its owner. The owner reported to the Post that Smells, the name of the cat, must have crawled into the suitcase of a visiting friend. She didn't know her tabby was missing until airport officials reached her. So I was like, what? Like, how does it even happen? First of all, do we believe that they didn't know it was in there?
I don't know.
Like my theory is that smells. And so the owner was like, here's my chance to get rid of my cat. And just tossed it in a suitcase. Like, whoa. Also, how does a cat not start yowling?
Yeah. And how do you not, like, when you zip up your suitcase, not see there's a cat?
Well, you know,
there.
Suitcases have that weird thing where, like, if it crawled in and then say it like fell closed or something, like
just kind of,
and then maybe that's, you know, true. Especially if you had to open only a little bit and it kind of burrowed in there, and then you just zip that one little spot closed. Like, it's possible.
Yeah, it is possible.
Just
yeah.
doesn't seem likely. Yeah. But,
well, that was a likely story.
Can you imagine looking at the X-ray machine thing and you'd be like, "There's no way that's actually
not truly a live cat."
Anyway, so that's my story.
They've probably seen Stranger Things though. That's probably. Pretty strange, that's but pretty strange. You never probably. Know what some people try to take through.
Security. Yeah, I have not watched Stranger Things.
My other security thing is that I just literally, there's always something wrong with me that they'll pat me down or search my luggage. One of the two is going to happen like every single time.
You look sketchy.
I think it's just they don't like my pants, and I don't know. Like, yeah, they usually will like pat down they my usually... pockets and or like last time I flew with a drone and they saw like the case and the batteries and things, so they had to check that out. But I don't know. Yeah, it's just weird. Hmm. Almost every single time.
Oh, why are you flying with a drone?
Because I went to the drone alarm.
Okay.
Oh, did you know that metal collar stays sort of, they have to check, they check those out. I had metal collar stays along one time.
Huh. Anyway, so, I'm done.
Derek, do you want to go next? I'm kind of spicy.
I can, yeah.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, well, I was thinking, I have some stuff prepared, but I also wanted to share, Brad mentioned swans in his 12 Days of Christmas, and that reminded me of a couple of weird swan facts that I learned. And that is, well, do you know there's there are different colored swans? Like, there's black ones, white ones. I don't know if there's different colors, but I do know that they do not mate with swans of another feather color.
Like, oh, so birds of a feather do
like
flock
they
together.
Will not, you're saying.
They will not, like a swan with black.
So is that where birds of a feather flock together
will
comes
not
from?
Mate with a swan with white feathers.
Huh.
That's one random fact. Another one...
I feel like there's so many comments I could make at this point, but I'm just not going to just keep going.
I'm just stating good facts. Straight. Just facts. Okay. Anyway, so you can take that wherever you want in your own personal life. No. Okay. Why is that so funny?
Because Derek saw there's a clear path straight to the door of the next topic, and Derek took a hard left.
We're going to stay here.
We just had to circle around it one more time. Okay. And then another one, I've been told that swans can live like 30 or 40 years.
Whoa. Is that why they're so big?
I don't know. But
because aren't they like kind of unnaturally big for being waterfowl?
They are big. I saw two today, actually, in the pond.
Okay, how are you so swan prepared?
What's going on?
I have not. These were are they, two things I
were
know
they
about.
Were they swimming?
They were swimming.
Okay.
They're very
you should
strange
have caught them
animals.
And sold them.
Those two are clipped. The wings are clipped so they can't fly off. And they have names. Okay. They're Michelle and Melania.
Ooh. Okay, so where are swans native to?
I have no idea. I have very little about swans.
Wait, you're the swan expert.
You just named three things I don't know about swans.
Yeah, exactly. But I was just wondering, do they migrate like geese?
Those particular swans have clipped feathers, not...
Well, no, I didn't know that there were different colors of swans.
Oh.
I didn't know that swans can live that long, and I didn't know that there were two local swans called Michelle and Melania.
Anyway.
Things you learn from Derek.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, that's not your kind of spicy?
No! Oh. What? But it could be.
Sorry, guys. My infection has spread.
This is going to be a long episode. Okay?
I'm so sorry. But those are just some facts I wanted to share.
Okay. That's good. It's good.
And then another thing is, I couldn't remember. Okay, I was going to do my kind of spicy about dial-up internet, and then I couldn't remember. All of a sudden, I thought, maybe somebody already covered that.
No.
We didn't. No, I was threatening to take it from you, but you're allowed to have it.
And he obviously did not take it.
Let's play the sound of dial-up internet dialing up, if I can find it. Real quick.
And if whatever technical difficulties we had last time does not reoccur.
Let's just look it up. Dial up internet.
Can we go back to the swans thing while you're looking that up?
Sure. Yes.
Does anybody actually know, like, if they migrate? Like, if their wings aren't clipped, do they fly like geese or something? Like, where are they native to?
I'm not sure they migrate, but I feel like they are, like, they would roam, are they, kind of.
Like, are they a native species in North America? Are they from somewhere else, and they're just kind of pets that we have?
Stop. Keep stalling.
I'm not a swan expert, okay. So can't help you out.
Swan? Oh, wait.
Not long enough.
For Derek's like, wait, we're talking about swans?
Derek, you work on the dial-up.
They're both just on their phones typing and trying to figure out life. Brad, we could have a conversation. They wouldn't even know
sure.
what's going
what
on.
What should we talk about?
Okay, hang on. We got the dial-up internet sound. All right, should we finish the discussion about swans?
No, I'm done. I was just curious. Nobody
okay,
knows
so
the
just
answer.
Evidence suggests that they came from Europe during
okay.
the...
I'm done, but Brandon's not.
Okay, fine.
Go ahead.
That's basically all I got.
They came from Europe?
Yeah.
There are more than 35,000 trumpeter swans in North America throughout the Great Lakes, Midwest, Rocky Mountains, and Pacific Northwest. Some of these populations are migratory, such as Pacific birds that breed in Alaska but fly south in the winter to find open water, while others are sedentary. There you go.
Sedentary.
That sounds like you're not saying it right, but that's okay.
Okay, I mean,
I don't know how
to say sedentary
it.
Is
that how you say it?
They don't move.
Yeah, but how do you say the word?
Sedentary.
I'm scared to try to say it.
I don't know. I assume that's how you say it. That's like, just okay. sounded out.
There's almost no other way to say it.
I want
to
say
sedentary.
Like, yeah.
Well, yeah. I was trying to decide if like that's right, but
what?
It didn't sound right either.
That would be hard.
I don't know. We can keep going. We have other things talk about.
Well, I just want to share this sound, and maybe we can get into more details about this later, but a lot of kids these days don't know this sound, but some of us grew up with it, and some of us were grown up when we started hearing it, and here it is.
I've never did that.
I don't remember that.
I've never heard that one either.
You've got mail.
Oh, well.
No.
That was a little different, but...
I was waiting for it to do a little high-pitched sound again.
That was a little different rendition than I'm used to, but... Anyway, so dial-up internet. Do you realize how slow dial-up internet was?
No, how slow was it?
Honestly, I don't
like,
really.
I think it's like 20... Like... Anywhere from 20 to 60 kilobits per second, which is like a 1/1000th of like current speed.
Speeds?
Oh,
no, wow.
Stars. It's really slow.
No wonder it took so long.
Wow. And basically the way it worked, you would connect with a modem to a modem on the other end of the phone line. So you dial a certain number on your computer,
okay,
on your modem, and connect. And it would take a digital signal from both ends and convert it to sound, send it through the wires.
Huh.
And then at the other end, it would convert that data back from sound to digital, and which would decode it. And then you would have internet data.
So it's like a advanced version of the telegram or something, or like telegraph, like a sound that's going through a wire.
Yeah, sound going through
that's
wire. That's really all it is.
Getting converted into messages on both ends, or like.
Yep.
So, and that was that the sound, or why did it make that weird
sound?
So
that is, I think, what they call handshaking. So it's like it's going through an algorithm to set up the code, like set up a clear pathway.
Okay.
I don't understand it really, but I think that's what that's called. If I'm,
what if we would just start doing that whenever we shake hands?
Make that noise.
But yeah, so now I don't know how many of you have had DSL. Like DSL goes through the phone line too, but it is a different type of signal that doesn't interfere with the phone line. So you can talk on the phone and have a decently fast internet connection, like usable internet for like streaming and other stuff. you can download stuff relatively fast.
Just for context, based on my current research, on like Wi-Fi today, it takes approximately 8 seconds to download a 100 megabyte file.
Mm-hmm.
And back with dial-up, downloading files could take you about 10 to 15 minutes at the very least, and as long as several hours, assuming your internet doesn't quit in the process, yes, forcing you to restart the download.
Yeah, amen. Exactly.
So that was the thing. Yeah, wow.
That's impressive. Yeah. Tough. But yeah, that being said, dial-up is basically good for emails,
mm-hmm,
and that's it. Anyway, that's dial-up internet, and you should research it if you want to know more.
Yep.
There you go, kids.
Okay. I'm going to give you several facts. What is happening?
Go again. Phone. Louder.
Sedentary.
Thank you.
Okay, fine, whatever. I'm going to give you several facts, and then you, and from a certain year, and you have to say which year it is, okay?
Ooh, I like this.
Okay, so average cost of a new house, $27,550. Average income per year, $11,800. Cost of a gallon.
Wait, is this all for the same year?
Yes. Okay. Cost of a gallon of gas, 55 cents. Okay. Wrangler jeans, $12. Frisbee, 94 cents. Let's see what else here. They have a bunch of them. I'm just kind of picking and choosing here.
Are you giving us multiple choice, or we have to just guess the year?
You have to guess the year. Hang on. I'm going to give you a couple more.
All right.
Fresh strawberries. A pound of fresh strawberries, 31 cents. A pound of ground beef, 98 cents. A fruit cocktail can, 20 cents. Oh, they give a specific house. Split level home on hilltop, living room, dining room, three bedrooms, cathedral ceilings, three baths, central air, and double garage, Iowa City, $32,400.
Wow.
So, name the year.
Oh, man, that's weird.
Oh, boy.
I feel like this is either older than I think it is or not as old. Okay. I'm gonna let someone else go first.
Man,
because I'd rather go. Some of those things are so specific, but that salary sounds so low.
Was that the average salary?
Average income per income. Year.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh boy.
1957.
Oh. I don't like where you parked on that one.
Boy. 1972.
Oh, I hate worse where you parked now. Okay, so here's my logic. That's like a lot less than today, but not significantly less. I mean, it is significantly less, but like that house isn't like dirt cheap.
That's true. Oh, boy.
Like something like the Frisbee and the meat. It's like old, but I could see. Doesn't sound that crazy. So my initial
The Wrangler jeans threw me for a loop.
I know. I kind of had to work through that.
Initially, I had that in maybe like the 70s. I'm going to go back a little bit further. So I'm going to go. You went 62?
No.
You went
72, right?
Okay, well, I wanted the 60s. And okay, you guys stayed out of
it.
Sorry. I'm going to go 1965, just right in the middle.
Derek has it right on the money.
Oh, wow.
What?
That's
annoying.
1972, job, exactly 50 years ago. That's what the cost of living was.
Wowzers.
So I'm gonna give you a little bonus one.
Brad, how old were you in 1972?
He was just a sparkle in his daddy's eye.
Whoa, what?
Okay. That's crazy.
Okay, but seriously, that 50 years ago is not super long. I mean, there are plenty of people who are alive then.
Back in my day.
Yeah, so what year do you think the barcode was invented?
Oh boy.
And
is this connected? Or what are we doing here?
This is just like what has changed, you know, in the world is what this is.
Barcode.
And I'll give you a secondary thing. You can take a guess at what product it was first used on.
Okay. I feel like cans would be my thought for the first. Okay. And I don't know that's true, but that's just shooting from the hip. I'm going to go 1981. No, it's in 84. I like that better.
Okay.
Man, why did you have to barcode?
We're going to set this up like Clue. So you got to say that when and what it was used on. and
oh, man.
Where? So you where? Were, so where? You were 1984
on a can
where?
Johnson County, Missouri.
Okay.
Probably doesn't exist.
Oh man.
That's not even right. Let's go to Chicago. Chicago? Some kind of like okay. event in Chicago. Detroit's my backup option.
Feels, dude, settle down.
Barcodes like, feel what, very
what
Midwest.
What year did you say? What year did you say?
So I don't 84. Guess.
Okay. 84. Oh man. Oh boy.
You guys aren't really. How about?
I don't know what product to stick this thing on.
1979. It was in the military. They used it to identify different pieces.
Ooh, I kind of
in Texas.
Okay, so I'm. What year did you say?
89. 79. 79.
Oh well. I'll go 75 then. I was going to go 77, but 75 and
it's probably
Philadelphia 72. And Landon, what should I use for my product to put this barcode on the first one?
Elf hats?
This is so tough.
A link to a video.
No, I'm not guessing that.
yeah.
That's not even
we're
possible.
Going with... What? Gum. That's a good one.
Okay, Brad, what are you doing? 1974 on a 10-pack Wrigley's Juicy Fruit.
What? Are you kidding me?
No, you're in Ohio. You were
lying to me.
Oh, storms. You were Philadelphia and you were 1975. Other than that, you were.
Whoa.
Those are both pretty
That's
close.
That's freaky.
So. That's. Yeah, oh, the barcode was first used in 1974. And it was, a 10-pack of Wrigley's Juicy Fruit chewing gum that was scanned at a grocery store in Ohio, according to my sources.
Sweet.
So. Anyway, that's my kind of spicy.
Well, now I'm feeling left out because they both got like somehow this is miraculous like guesses, and I'm just over here botching it.
Okay.
Oh man.
Okay.
Well, Ohio is considered the Midwest, so you kind
yeah,
of got
that's
that
true.
Obviously, that's
Ohio
exactly.
doesn't really feel like the Midwest.
I know
it doesn't feel like the East, but doesn't feel like the
geography discussion now, or shall we do that another?
Let's
kind
do
of
that
spicy?
Later. Yeah, we're out of time.
I heard someone argue that Tennessee is the Midwest.
No.
What? It's
wrong
the
answer.
South.
That's
definitely
wrong.
South.
It's like Southeast. Like, eesh.
All right, this is another can of worms that we don't want to open.
Okay, well, thanks for listening to Kind of Spicy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So Landon
he's trying to.
Landon is in pain. Right, who's bringing this up? Am I just launching?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're launching.
Yeah, so we're eating jalapeno.
Guys, why are we?
Cheddar jalapeno Cheetos. Children. And crunching, and we're still enjoying eggnog, and Landon is apparently in pain because they burn his mouth.
Are we simply having a wonderful Christmas time?
Yeah, basically. Anyway,
you guys could have heard that,
that
random
song...
facts if you would have gone that route. Not that song, but something about
well,
it.
Now you tell us.
Oh,
we'll save it for next year.
Okay, so
you could also be that annoying person who brings up in January. After
we're
Christmas
doing.
Is over.
We are basically, very loose.
I'm sorry, Derek.
The mood is right. The spirit's
it's fine.
Up. We're here
it's
tonight,
good.
And that's enough.
It's
go
good.
Ahead, Derek.
No. We don't. We can just yak and whack all night.
Please refrain from using whack as a verb.
Sorry.
In that context.
Shouldn't have done. Okay. We could whack off Christmas trees and put them in our house.
Derek, there's nice. Light at the end of the tunnel. Run.
Don't worry about it.
There's no time for dawdling.
Okay, all right.
I don't know why we're all so happy tonight. We're just tired.
The eggnog is non-alcoholic, we think.
As far as we know.
Okay, so we're doing a segment called Is This Good? Just like we did last time, only different because apparently I'm supposed to bring all the things. But it's all good.
Can we call it Is This Marianne Bright?
Wait, hang on. Didn't Brad bring all the things last time?
Well, you guys brought some of your own.
Oh, we did? Okay. I forget.
Okay, it's fine.
It was a combo.
Yeah, it was kind of a combo. Yeah, we chose from his list. So, how do you guys want to do it? Do you want me to, like, shout out all the things and we just go around the circle and say, is this good? Or do you want to say some yourself?
I'd say go for it, and if we're desperate, we'll add our own.
Yeah, I'd say lob us a couple, and we'll just go at it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I'll go, like, maybe three and then give a free for all round?
What would happen if you would say one and then call on one of us to say whether we think it's to make our case?
Okay.
I almost rather do the free for all though.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. All right. We're going to start with a pretty safe one. All right. Is this good? Okay, before we launch in, it's Christmas themed because it's almost Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, is this good? Gift giving.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even call on anybody.
No, sorry. Yes. Yes.
I mean, is there some context where it's not? I'm confused.
Well, there's people that don't believe in the tradition.
Oh.
Yeah, but we covered that in Open for Debate, didn't we?
We're just getting warm. There's a warm-up round. Just give us a couple meatballs right across the plate.
Knock them out of the ballpark.
So we like to give gifts.
Well, yeah, I mean... You do? So, okay, you don't? Should we go, like, gift exchanges?
I think or we're
white
over,
elephant gift over, exchanges?
No, he's got a whole list, Brad.
I think we keep going.
Because then I can argue otherwise.
We're learning from our mistakes. We're just not pausing. We're just rolling through.
What else we got, Derek?
Okay. Listening to Christmas music in October.
Oh.
Is this good? Brad.
What part of October?
Any part of October.
I'll go with it's good, and the reason I say it's good is because Christmas music doesn't get enough airtime, and so let's give it enough.
All right. What else?
I'm kind of mediocre on this one. I don't really care.
This kind of hurts my
heart. I'm not going to hate on it, but I don't know if I'm going to always do it. This year, I kind of got the Christmas vibe a little late, and I wasn't really listening to Christmas music until pretty recently.
See... If you were going to go November, I was going to for sure say yes. Mm-hmm. But then you went October, and I was like, well, that's a little bit more of a stretch. But I kind of feel like actually some Christmas music works pretty well all year round. Not all of it, for sure, but some of it. Plus, I feel like if you kind of do a little bit of warm-ups, kind of get a couple songs flowing through your juices, and then that way, when you know it actually comes around time to really lay on the Christmas carols and music and whatnot, then you kind of already have it more at the surface ready to go. So, sure, I'll go yes on that one.
What do you think, Derek?
I'd say October is a little early. I'd say wait till November of the time.
I can understand that. That actually makes sense.
Actually, I don't mind occasional Christmas songs in the middle of summer, even.
Like certain ones.
Just like
March.
You
March
happen to like. You happen to like a Christmas song. You're like, huh? It's been a while. Let's have one. And then you go on about your life.
Huh, that one's rough for me, usually, but I'll let you do it.
Usually, Christmas songs go through my head in, like, March or April, I think. Like a couple months after, but now, like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
Oh, what about after Christmas?
Oh, like
between January.
Yeah, you got a wind down period.
Boy.
I think there's got to be a wind, because winter still works for...
You can't crash and burn.
If you're still going strong in like the third week of January, you should chill out.
You need to be slowing down.
But, you know, if you're going like Winter Wonderland, it's kind of like, is it a Christmas song? Like, yeah, but you can kind of squint at it a little bit.
Yep. Jingle bells.
Okay. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out how to frame this, because this just popped into my head.
Six Swans of Swimming is in season any time of the year.
What do you got?
This is more like a when is this not good anymore?
Okay, go for it.
Okay, when is the proper time to take down your Christmas decorations?
That's similar
to... Is it the middle of January? Is this good?
I say it's the... Okay, I'm just going to shoot from the hip here. I'd say it's pretty similar to the music. Like, you kind of phase out, because usually what we'll do is we'll kind of, soon after Christmas, like early January, take down like our overtly Christmassy decorations, like maybe our nativity and like, you know, some of the more... I'm trying to think what else would for sure classify as that. But some of the more really Christmas-themed ones we'll take down, but we'll leave up some of the greenery as kind of like a winter decoration. And so I feel like that kind of works.
Yeah, there's definitely winter decorations that can stay for quite a while. Into February even, but like, don't go into March. Like, you got to get rid of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, isn't it like a good idea to celebrate Jesus coming all year? I mean...
Sure. If you want to leave your stuff up all year, be my guest.
leave that life-size nativity set out in your yard.
Yikes.
All year. No,
you're weed eating around it in the summer.
I've got one more right now, and then we'll go into like a free-for-all wild card round. So, ugly Christmas sweaters. Is this good?
Oh, yes.
Explain it yourself.
Why? No. I just think it's... You might as well do something a little weird. Because the rest of the Christmas is pretty nice. You might as well do something that looks ugly. I don't know. I just think it's festive.
Fair enough. It's festive. And you think it's fun.
The only time I've really had like an ugly sweater party or whatever has been with the youth group, and it's always been fun. So mm-hmm. I don't really have... If you're just like wearing an ugly sweater around town or around, like to social events other than like a specific time to wear it, that's a little strange in my opinion.
Okay. Okay.
That's where I was trying to figure out. Because like an event, okay, that's fine. You know, it's fun, whatever. But just like in general... But see, then it kind of just is the kind of the Christmas decorations on you. And so... So I don't know if I can really say it's not good. So I guess it's good. That's weird.
and yet you wouldn't really wear one.
Oh no.
Yeah, I think it's good. I enjoy a good ugly Christmas sweater. I haven't really gotten into the craze personally, but I always like when I see other people wearing them. So,
mm-hmm. I say it's good. I mean, as far as I know, it's a neutral, not bad thing, and I think it's fun. Mm-hmm. And it's nobody cares because. It's a comfy sweater that keeps you warm.
I also like just the self-awareness that it's like, at this point, like, ugly sweaters are the thing. Like, we're not trying to be all cute and trendy. I mean, some people are, but it's like, it's just kind of fun that for one time in the year, actually, as hideous as you can make it look is kind of acceptable.
Mm-hmm. Except there are always those people who are trying to make hideous look cute and trendy. You know what I mean?
Well, it's fair too.
But, yeah.
That's true. Which is okay, I guess. I don't know.
I think I just made a mistake. What? Did you find more milk in the house?
No, I didn't actually. Oh,
well,
sorry.
I guess I'll have to drink
eggnog. We were like,
I'm drinking a half and half of cinnamon and regular Kroger, and it's so far it's my favorite.
Huh, I hope you saved up, and if you saved up enough money, go get your like maids of milk and
what?
And you have milk again.
I'm very uncomfortable with this.
Yeah, I think not. We'll just drink our eggnog without milk in it.
Drink our eggnog.
Thin it down.
So now this is the time for the wild card round when you all bring one, is this good? And it can be as elaborate or as simple as you want it to be. And I don't care who starts. So whoever can think of one first.
Wow. It's really popping up out of left field.
I got one. Is this good? The wise men in the nativity scene.
Oh, that's a good one.
Ooh. Not good.
Not good? Why?
Not.
Well, I mean, it's not historically accurate, so that's why. They weren't at the stable, I don't believe.
Okay. Why do you think that?
Well, just because of what the Bible says. They got there later. I personally don't care that much if they're in there, because it kind of recognizes a part of the Christmas story.
Uh-huh.
But, I guess it's good. That's dumb.
Come on, Brad. You said not good, and I say good. What's going on over there?
Well, where should we put them then?
Why don't we put them like a couple feet away from the nativity scene, or maybe across the room? So like they're on the way.
They're getting there. Yeah. We're coming.
Because they probably had a several month journey, didn't they?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know if it's months, but
I'm gonna do a. Is this merry and bright?
Wait, you didn't answer the question.
Yeah,
we're still on the wise men.
This one's hard. I'm going to say no, it's not, because it always does kind of bother me. Like, if a nativity doesn't have wise men, it bothers me, and it bothers me that it bothers me to not have a nativity at a wise men.
What?
Which
you got me. Yes.
No. Got you in trouble.
Wise men and nativity,
so you
yes.
do want them there, but you don't want them there.
My mind says I want them there, but that's kind of not true to the actual story, so then I don't really want them there. So I don't like that is in play.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying it's not good.
Yes, simply because of the confusion it causes.
What about you, Derek? Did you always say?
Basically that. Like, basically what Brad and Brandon both said is, I think we should recognize the wise men and that they came and the gifts they gave and that they recognized Jesus as king, but they don't belong in the nativity scene.
I really think it would be fun to put them across the room and just see what the questions are you get asked. Like when you have people over at your house, really like, mm-hmm. why are the wise men over here? Like,
or when they look at the nativity scene, well, where are the wise men?
Yeah, it does matter.
Well,
they're over there. How long do the stars stay in the sky? That's an interesting thing. Like, did they map like the area they're going to, and then the star went away, but they just kept following that map, or was it still there after Jesus was born a while?
Well, wasn't it right over the stable? Oh, wait, that doesn't work.
It was right over the stable, shining down like a spotlight.
No, approximately.
Almost poking the stable.
The star was flying at about 20,000 feet right there by the stable.
Didn't it? Wait, maybe I'm thinking about this wrong, but doesn't at least one account have it illuminate the house that they were in, though?
Well, it says they were following the star, and then it's stopped over the house
something
where they were, right?
Like that. Or, yeah.
Maybe it didn't illuminate the house, but it stopped right there and they knew they were there at the right spot.
Yeah. Obviously, the star had some kind of hands that could point to the house. So.
No, it just had a tail as big as a kite.
Oh, boy. Whoa.
Okay. Mine is going to be, is Christmas shopping good?
Merry and Bright?
Or Merry and Bright. And I don't mean like, is it a necessary evil? I mean like, do you enjoy it? Type of good.
Oh, do I like to Christmas?
Oh boy, it really depends. I'm gonna say no. It's not good.
Oh.
But what about you getting gifts?
Well,
no,
I like
no.
That.
He asked if we like it.
Yeah, I'm talking about the actual act of shopping.
Nope.
Well, like, why not?
Sometimes I like it, but sometimes I don't.
But you don't, like the pain. You don't like going to the store and be like, oh, I bet this person would really like this, and then they buy.
Well, see,
it.
I'm usually trying too hard probably to get them the right thing. Or research. I don't know, but no,
and that's
it is
coming
fun.
From a guy who's just actually good at giving Christmas gifts, so that's
okay,
weird.
Well, thank you. But just today, okay, but I did have fun. Like, I did have fun researching a gift for somebody, and just today it came in the mail, and I was super excited, so it was kind of like getting a gift for myself, and I get to give it.
Also,
so I guess
you
I
made
it,
like a really sweet like advent calendar for your fiance, so like she has it by now, right?
Yeah.
I guess this is an air for a while anyway.
Fortunately.
But.
Yeah, she's probably going to be about done with it by now.
I could tell her what's in the last box, but I doubt that she actually even listens to this, so I won't. But anyway.
Oh, of course
she's
surprised.
Yeah, she listens to this. Yeah, she does.
Oh, fascinating.
I think. She used to.
I love it. Listen, yeah, she's super supportive. She brought snack right. to our live
yeah.
show. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
She did. A loyal supporter of the podcast.
Okay,
wait,
so
what
wait,
were we talking about?
Kristen
oh,
doesn't
Christmas
like
shopping.
It, or you kind of like it, kind of don't?
It kind of depends how much I have to do and like, on the day.
So it's
and
bright
like,
but not merry?
I don't know.
Okay.
Sure.
I
said
mine.
Originally it was not good, but I don't think that's actually what I believe.
Brian, you said it's not
I said not, but I mean, whatever. I mean, yeah, I don't know that I enjoy it that much, actually.
Okay, Derek.
Here's the thing. If I know exactly... Okay, I know we're not supposed to give, what is it, caveats or, like disclaimers. But I'm going to anyway. Because if I know what I'm getting, I know what they want, and I know it's something they want, and I'm getting it for them, that's a lot. That's fun. I enjoy that. But when if I'm scratching my head trying to find ideas, and, well, if I'm not quite sure about something, and... It is stressful.
The shopping starts.
I would say it's good.
I'm going as decidedly good, and I actually just today I think got the very last gift for my Christmas shopping. So I feel like I got done pretty fast, and I think that kind of speaks to like I'm always a little bit like nervous to get it done in time. So I usually end up doing it pretty early, and I'm kind of a little sad that I have all of it done because I do kind of enjoy the hustle and bustle of like holiday shopping. But it kind of looks like a big project, and I don't like having it started but not finished. Like, I'd rather just kind of get it all done in one whack. But then usually when it comes down to it, when I actually do it, I do enjoy it. So I would say it is good.
The main thing is you don't want to let it go too late to where you can't find
stuff. Yeah. That can be panicky.
Or you can find it, but it's not shipping in time.
Mm-hmm. And part of it is I don't like doing it just kind of around random activities. I would much rather do it like, well, in this case, I took like, I think it was one of the random holidays that I get off because I work for a bank. Like I did that, and I just on that day I just had a time where I could just block out a while and go to a bunch of different stores and do a bunch of online shopping. And that was really handy because then you could actually map out, okay, I'm getting these people this stuff, make a list, check it twice, like all the things. It was great.
That's good.
I like it. Let's see. So we had Kristen,
well,
Brandon,
oh,
and now Brad.
I need to clarify one thing. I just realized that I enjoyed shopping for the Christmas party goodies, so maybe I do like Christmas.
Ooh.
Shopping.
There you
go. My is this good? Is Christmas caroling good?
Oh, that was on my list. That's a good one.
That is a good one. Yes, of course it's good. I guess.
I'm going to say it's mediocre.
No, that is it good or is it not good?
Yes, because I think it's a tradition that if it actually completely died, I would be sad. So I do think it's good. I do always feel a little weird because I actually don't enjoy... I would much prefer be the one caroling than the one being right. caroled
Exactly,
to.
Exactly.
So in that respective, it's a little weird because it's like you're doing something to someone that's like, I actually would rather be on this side of the equation than on that side.
But I think some people really like it, though.
That's true.
No. Okay.
Go for it, Derek. What do you
I also say it's good, but just having you say you'd rather have... rather be the one giving than receiving in that case. I'm the opposite. Like, I don't really enjoy caroling, but I remember as a kid when the youth would come and sing a few Christmas songs to us, I would just look forward to it.
Maybe the problem is all I can remember is when I was like 14 and would sit awkwardly on the couch with there's just a lot of eye contact. It's like, what
that is an
here?
Awkward stage.
What do I do with my hands? What do I do with my eyes?
When you, yeah, in that situation, you're like, I'm going to be with them in a couple years, but I'm not now, and I'm looking at them.
Even if you do it, like, if you carol for people outside of, like, your church community, I feel like sometimes people don't really know how to, like, handle it, so they either just, like, ignore it, in which case you're like, okay, are they actually enjoying it?
Mm-hmm.
Or else they'll, like, stand there and feel kind of obligated to stand, and you're like, oh, you can go sit down in your chair and enjoy it. You don't have to, like, stay at the door.
Or they offer you money, like you're singing for money or something, and you're not.
Yeah, like, yeah, it is an awkward situation in some cases, but
one of my favorite like caroling experiences was this one lady that was super excited that we caroled for, and she really enjoyed it. She was one of those where, like, you know, you could tell she enjoyed it so much that you almost couldn't like stop and leave and whatever. But at the end, she actually had made a figgy pudding. So it's like the phrase about bring us a figgy pudding, and like literally that day she had made a figgy pudding, and she was so excited about it. And I'm not gonna lie, it looked really gross. But she was super stoked about it, and it looked cool. So,
did she offer you some?
No, but we just looked at it, and it was nice.
You should have sang that part.
Yeah,
yeah. What? We won't go until we got
which,
some.
Which song is that? Oh, We Wish You a Merry Christmas. Yeah, yeah. yeah.
yeah. I guess I never said if it's good.
Yeah, do you
not.
Think it's good?
I think it's good. I agree with some of the awkwardness on both sides sometimes, but ultimately, it's a good thing. The only time it's not is when, at least in my experience, when I was in high school and in the youth group, and I got like. I don't remember what they all would have been. Oh, it was community caroling, church caroling, and high school caroling.
Yeah.
And it got to be a little bit too much.
It's a lot. And then you sing those songs in church, too.
Yes, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, if you got too many carolings, it adds up.
Mm-hmm. That's tough. Yep. Well, I think I'm going to just call it with that. That's been a pretty good Is This Good segment. It did exactly what I wanted it to. It got a bunch of lighthearted, semi-disagreeable conversation going, and that's exactly what I enjoy about Is This Good. And so at this point, I think I'm going to turn it back over to the host to wrap up the episode, I guess.
Okay. At which point I turn it back over to everybody else to wrap up the episode.
Well, yeah, we're about to literally wrap up a little episode for you guys, because we're giving you a free Patreon episode. Right?
And if you're on Patreon, you get to pay for it.
Well, no, if you're on Patreon, it's like, just know that we're sending holiday greetings and warm wishes to your family.
And to you.
And to, yeah, and we really do appreciate you. You're slightly higher in the ranking of our fans.
Are we going to do something special for the Patreon folks, though, too? Or are we just going to do an episode that goes to Patreon and... Oh, we could. Landon's saying a picture. We could put a picture of ourselves on Patreon.
Is that something they want?
Oh, like a Christmas picture?
Like an awkward family photo.
We could do an awkward family photo. Yeah, we're definitely doing a photo of some kind on
Maybe
Patreon.
We could post a picture of the table as it is
now. Well, can we do a couple pictures? Like maybe five or six pictures?
Behind the scenes exclusives.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Behind the scenes exclusive of our Christmas happenings here.
I wish we could post videos. That would be so fun, but we can't.
Could. We're not bougie.
Oh, we can't?
We have to pay for it.
Oh, snap.
But it's fine.
Isn't that their job?
That's what I was thinking.
I know.
Like,
maybe we should switch. We had to pay you for them to pay us? Like, what?
That's okay. But for the rest of the world gets a bonus Christmas short episode, like what, 15 minutes or something, maybe half an hour?
Yeah, whatever the Patreon.
probably double what we say.
Well, we'll probably get some other Christmas convo on there, maybe some like podcast stats.
Yeah, and we're gonna post it on Christmas morning, right? Or Christmas Day sometime? Landon's like,
he's taking pictures. It'll be posted right around Christmas time. Relatively sure.
Whenever it comes out, it'll be there.
Yeah, it's our Christmas gift to you, and so You're welcome in advance.
And thank you for, and thank you for supporting us.
Yes. And shout out, we got a little bit more feedback after last episode, so shout out to the people that gave feedback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Thank you for your feedback. Just because we didn't respond doesn't mean we didn't see it, because we did.
And doesn't mean we didn't like it either.
Yep. Yeah, we like all the feedback, even if it's critiquing our stuff. So please,
I'm going to shout out any feedback is welcome. There was a J from
another J,
Pennsylvania. Yes, it's wow. Like, she's a J this time. So shout out to her for her feedback. We appreciate that, and also to D from Kansas. She also had some good feedback.
Now I'm mentally trying to figure out who D is.
We just literally talked about her in the break.
Well, but he was not here for part of that. So.
Okay.
I mean, we didn't talk about her, Derek. Don't put that out there. We just talked about like her feedback.
Her feedback. Yes.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, I remember now. Okay, thank you, D.
What she said. Yes, exactly. Okay, so that's perfect.
Thanks for listening, and I guess tune in on Christmas Day or sometime right around Christmas to get your free little Christmas gift episode. So this is Answers May Vary, if I can say it. This has been the Christmas version of Answers May Vary with lots of laughing and other things. Thanks for listening.
Merry Christmas, ya. Everybody. Stay sedentary.
Take it easy.
Bye, everybody.
That kind of sounds like constipation. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you for listening to the Answers May Vary podcast. Our producer today was Landon Miller. Our host is Kristen Miller. Co-hosts are Brad Nisley, Derek Schmucker, and I'm Brandon Miller. If you liked what you heard, please go leave us a rating and review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you'd like to support us, you can find us at patreon.com/answersmayvary. And while you're online, go ahead and find us on Instagram at @answersmayvarypodcast. We would also like to hear any feedback or question ideas that you would have for us. You can send all of that to answersmayvarypodcast@gmail.com. Okay, can I hear it?